Let me ask you a question. Do you know far more about your neighbor than you know about God? But you wish the opposite were true? If that's the case, the next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to grow in the knowledge of God. It's sometimes very confusing to people who read the Bible to come across the prayer of the Apostle Paul where he says, that I may know him. When they read this, they realize that many years before, Paul had been converted to Christ on the road to Damascus. And at that time, he had come to know the Lord. But here he is, after years of faithful service to Christ, praying that I may know him. What's the answer to that? What does it mean? Now, it's helpful to know that there is more than one word that is translated know in the Bible. And the one the Apostle Paul uses here is to fully know. Do you remember who it was in the Bible who admonished us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? It was the Apostle Peter. Here's what he said. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to his glory and virtue. Now we might ask ourselves, is grace and peace multiplied in my life? Or do I from time to time find myself worried and unsettled and nervous and concerned about this or that? Note the passage again. Multiplied peace, that peace of God that passes all understanding, comes into our lives through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. But that's only half of it. Peter says that all things that pertain to life and godliness are given us through the knowledge of him that hath called us into glory and virtue. For instance, do I feel the need for a greater faith? If I really get to know God, I'll trust him. Do I need more love in my life? I must get to know God, because God is love. And so on down the line. Now, how do you get to know a person? Well, you could ask me if I know a certain movie star, and I'd say yes. I met him on a plane one time and talked to him for a few minutes. But I really don't know him. I've met him, and we've talked, but that's about it. Now, a tragedy of tragedies. That's the way it is with many Christians and their Lord. They've met him, and they've talked with him for a few minutes, but there's nothing really deep. I remember when I first met my wife. I became acquainted, and we went together for a couple of years. Then we were married, and after living together for more than 26 years, we've gotten to know each other. So it must be with the Lord. Through a life of fellowship with him, we can come to fully know him. And through that knowledge, all things that pertain to life and godliness become ours. Spending time with him, reading his word, and pouring out our hearts in prayer become a priority in my life, because that's how I get to know God. May God bless you as you grow in the knowledge of God.